Mr. President, sir, honorable ministers, and distinguished delegates for the World Health Organization. Malaysia has consistently condemned violence and terrorism, and we join the global community in condemning last night's atrocious attack in Manchester on innocent lives and convey our deepest regards and sympathies to those who are affected by it. Mr. President, more than a year has passed since the adoption of the SDGs, and it's pertinent that we take this opportunity today to reflect on the Sustainable Development Goals and how it will craft the fabric of sustainable development. In the plenary session last year, I highlighted how Goal 3 of SDG can be the central tenet for development when agricultural policies and urban planning is set with health in mind. The inevitable outcome is a trickle-down benefit to the health status of the population. Distinguished guests, the reverse is also true. A hungry world, or a polluted world, or a world where women do not stand equal, cannot be defined or considered as a healthy world. Achieving zero hunger and good health goes hand in hand. In our passionate search for new vaccines and medical technology, we must remember that no vaccine can prevent the detrimental effect of famine, and no medicine can reverse the damaging effect of stunted growth. Pollution and climate change is not simply an environmental issue, once it alters the pattern of communicable diseases. In Malaysia, we learned this firsthand. Arbovirus infections such as dengue now spread beyond its typical temporal and geographical boundaries. Even gender equality, long thought to be the domain of social construct, has health implications. Evidences are mounting that our progress in health will be hampered if women are burdened with more social costs to access our health system. Fellow delegates, these tight interlinkages present complex challenges, but the SDGs have the potential to catalyze into actions what we have known for long, that there are common solutions behind the multitudes of different issues. A societal level policy to decrease carbon emission will benefit not only the climate, but will also decrease mortality due to air pollution. A societal level measure to decrease meat consumption will not only reduce diet-related diseases, but will likewise reduce methane emission that contributes to climate change. It is clear that synergy can be harvested through cross-sectoral partnership. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, to build a better system for health in a sustainable way, our notion of health system must go beyond healthcare. This requires courageous steps as advocates to communicate the co-benefit of innovative public policy for health. In those areas that are foreign to us, we might not be able to lead, but we must always guide so we can finally bridge the illusionary barrier of health and non-health sectors. Indeed, the SDGs make clear the case that all sectors are indeed health sectors. Finally, Mr. President, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Maravagat Chan, the outgoing Director General of the WHO, for her tireless contribution in molding the WHO to greater heights. The many reforms and systems that she has developed will be an enduring legacy for her illustrious career. Malaysia will miss a great friend in her. To the new Director General, who is going to be elected today, we wish the new Director General all the best, and we hope they will continue with the agenda of the WHO, as has been set towards creating a better world for all of us. Thank you very much.